welcome to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who's always the life of the party, Mr. Richard Avery.
I am the life of every party.
Are you really?
Yes.
You are. You just, like to party, you party, give me party
a
all
fucking,
the time.
You give me a fucking bottle of vodka, an 8-ball, and some pussy, we're going to party.
You're going to party?
All the time. Every time.
So
go big or go home.
I had a party recently.
That's what I hear.
Yes, it was my 40th birthday party.
You're an old man.
I am. I'm an old man.
It's all downhill.
But so that was you know, just very recently. But I went to a different kind of party a couple days before that.
You did?
I did.
Well, you didn't invite me.
I did not. No.
Okay.
I went to a sex party.
Really?
That I was invited to by our guest. And this guest, we've talked about this event before.
I told you to go to one.
Now we're going into detail. So today in studio, we have Miss Carla Lane.
Hi there.
Welcome back.
I'm excited about our topic.
I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this.
Yeah.
I'm glad he had balls enough to go.
So seriously,
like, just shut up. You tell me all about it.
Seriously, yeah. When he told me he was in, I thought he was gonna bullshit, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And then he showed up, and I think he had kind of fun. It was interesting for him to watch everything that was going on.
Was there a lot going on?
Now, okay, so I've been twice now.
Whoa.
So, the first time was less eventful.
Okay.
I saw a dude get blown, and I saw a chick getting eaten out. So that was spanking. Pretty much it. Oh, I saw no, and then I saw spanking. I'm going with the hardcore stuff here. So I saw a lot of spanking. I saw a lot of stuff. It was an interesting mix of people, and what was kind of frightening was there were people that I knew there.
That'd be the weird part.
No, that she had invited. But then I ran into somebody that I know from the industry who's not a performer, but I was shocked to see at this.
Okay.
Because it's not, I wouldn't have expected this. Okay. And he saw me and was shocked to see me. So it was this very strange back
That's
and forth.
Funny.
And he goes, what can I say? I'm a sex addict. So it was a weird, we've worked together, but not. I'm trying to not give the guy away, but it was interesting to run into somebody that was in the same vein.
His name is Greg. He's an accountant.
There you go. So I have to say, the first time I went, I sat there.
But I got to know, those. Like, did you hold his hand and take him around?
I did. Give him a nice tour? Yeah, I really did. I made sure he knew he was going, and, you know, walked him around. I stayed with him for a while. I just made sure he was comfortable.
Did you get a blowjob?
I did not. I have to say, neither time did I go, did I have any sort of sexual intercourse with anyone.
He just wouldn't let it happen.
Now, there was a chance? You had an opportunity?
There was a chance. Somebody offered something up, but it had to be in front of people.
Yes.
Ooh. And so I was not ready on my first, and this was the first time the hostess said something about doing something with her.
I have no idea what she was thinking.
I have no idea what she was thinking.
Who's the hostess?
Basically, she said I could fuck her, but it would have to be in front of people.
Wow. In front of everybody.
Wow. So, I can see Mo just like shriveling up right then and there.
Oh, yeah. No, it was instantly
mentally,
going,
emotionally, and physically.
Yeah, no, I instantly was like,
that's at the point you just go, oh, shoot, gotta go home.
No, he actually waited longer and he stayed the whole night.
I stayed. But it's an odd mix of people because in this case, it focuses around the party that you throw as a BBW party.
Yes.
So my question is, how many people would you say?
The first time, maybe about 120.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was thinking like 50.
No, I have a lot of people show up for me.
That's crazy.
I'm a little popular. Just a little.
But there's also people that are not just there for that specific party.
They're just there for the sex party aspect.
Exactly.
Just to be able to say, I went to a sex party.
No, just to get fucked.
Oh, okay.
And we're talking about all the TS girls.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting thing because it was like, wait a second. And we're not insult to anyone, but we're not talking about the hot where you go, "Oh, I can't tell the difference." Yeah. These are the ones where I go, "Damn, I'd look better in a wig."
And heels.
And I might be able to walk better. No, I mean, everybody was lovely, and it was a very comfortable environment.
Can I ask some dumb questions here?
Yes.
Sure.
Is there alcohol?
No, we okay. don't make okay. sex so and
no
alcohol.
Okay,
no
okay. Out. That was my question.
So
as
what
well,
are you serving to drinks?
I needed that.
We have soda, waters.
Shasta.
Yeah. No, no, we don't do Shasta. We go a little upper than that.
Fresca.
Yes, Fresca.
And some Tab. Yes. And if you're lucky, we'll toss in an Orangina.
You realize it's also at a BDSM club.
Okay.
So
there's a club for BDSM? I'm just
in
kidding.
Every city, every
kidding.
State.
I'm just kidding.
So it's a different layout. It has about maybe 6 to 7 rooms you okay. can walk through, and there's like a hallways that connect each other. And each room has a theme and a type of person that you can find in that particular room.
Can I describe what the theme is throughout all the rooms?
Go ahead.
Dark. Like, really dark.
What about the selfie room?
The selfie room is great because it's, like, colorful. And if you look on my Twitter, anybody can see that I've done selfies with Carla twice now. And it was 2 different colors.
I feel very special.
And so every time I go there now, I have to do a selfie in the selfie room.
Okay.
But most of the rooms are very dark. And it was funny. We went into one of the rooms. And I don't recall on this on this last trip. I don't remember if it was a guy and a girl or a girl and a girl. I can't remember. But basically, I walked in and saw it, and I was like, oh my God, this is just like being at work with just worse lighting.
Yes.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, and again, the second time I went, I knew people that were more, I knew more
did
of
you
the
see,
performers.
Did you see any porn stars there?
There's.
I don't believe in calling everyone a porn star.
Well, were okay, adult performers?
Adult yes. performers? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Nikki Benz was not there.
Okay.
I just realized what the difference was. So I did the whole West Hollywood thing, and the difference between a porn star and a porn performer is, do you get recognized? I get recognized a lot because I look like the girl next door, and you're like, you kind of almost second guessed it, versus some of my friends that you're like, maybe not so much.
We had a discussion on an episode on Porn Star Life Coach when I had a roundtable discussion with Phoenix Marie was here, and I think Nikki Hunter and a few others about what makes a porn star. And we kind of, that was part of it, was like being recognized. And we also talked about longevity, like having a career as opposed to like, oh, I'm in it for a year or 6 months and I'm done. And you know, whatever.
12 years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're a porn star, but you have to like earn that title. I don't, you know, just because you fuck on camera.
When do you become a superstar? How many people do I have to have sex for that?
Do you have a lot? A lot.
You have to put
double whatever you
had. Armpits first, and go down on one knee, and
superstar.
Yeah, it's like whatever you've done, you have to double it. Yeah. Like, no, but I just think that like I just wanted to know if there was any recognizable talent.
Yeah, there were people there that I knew. That
anybody I know?
Besides possibly. You? I'm not going to name any names. There was
a good amount of people there.
There was a good amount of people there, and there were people that I recognized.
You're the host?
Yes.
So do you have to perform?
I do most of the time, but when he's there, I kind of almost perform for him.
Oh, nice. I like that. It's nice. That's caring, giving.
She takes care of me. She walks around with her microphone and she goes, okay, and we're going to do this next. And it's
and then, yeah, exactly. And it's like, we're going to put whipped cream on somebody's pussy, and who wants to lick it off, or who wants to get spanked in front of everybody?
Oh my God.
Some dude wanted to get his balls stepped on.
Oh, yes.
And it just looked, no, but it felt uncomfortable. The crowd did not seem to be as into this as you
that
would expect.
That part.
Yeah.
But the one that intrigued everybody was the whipped cream and the Hitachi mixture with women and having women lick whipped cream off women.
See, I hate to say this, but because of my life, I would be bored by all of it. I've been there, done it, seen it.
You would. And I'm kind of bored with some of the stuff too, but it's a good presentation. I like the reaction. I like witnessing everybody else's reaction versus mine. I've done it, seen it all kind of thing. Yeah. But it's almost the energy of the room changes depending on what happens.
But I think I agree with you. Like, that's where I get off on is like watching how people react to my photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, whatever, I've been there, seen it all. It's like, but you just like how they react to their, you're just like, and you kind of live vicariously through that whole process.
And through that energy.
Yeah. Like, and they're like, I've never seen a girl like whipped cream off a pussy before. And I'm like, really? I did that like 20 years ago. Like, you want to see the pictures?
Now, this was the second time I went, which was just before Halloween.
Just before your birthday?
Just before my birthday.
So did you get a birthday blowjob?
I did not.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not.
Okay.
That one was a lot more people.
Yes, there was a lot more people, and people were dressed up. Not a lot, not everyone.
Was it a Halloween theme?
Yes.
Okay, so costumes.
So a lot of people wore costumes. There was about 250 people. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Okay.
And same, but the same venue? Energy.
Same venue, just a lot more people crammed in. That one was a lot different. That one, there was not less T-girls, a lot more couples, a lot more sex going on in every fucking room. You literally walk over, you're like, oh, that woman's getting her eating pussy. One girl was getting, like, BDSM hit. The other girl was riding a guy on the sex swing. The other girl was giving a BJ through a cage.
Do you guys, since you don't sell alcohol, do you sell, at least sell Viagra on the side?
No.
Or bring your own.
Bring your own.
B-O-V.
Yeah, exactly. Or make sure you have a good fluffer on hand.
Now, some...
I can't believe you did this, Mo. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, no, no.
Everybody's proud of him when he's there. Yeah.
It was
good for Mo.
And I might... Who knows? I might go for a third time. You never know. But, I mean, it's...
I'll bet $10 you do.
I don't think that there was much of a progression between what I did the first time to the second time. But I think knowing that it was Halloween and people were going to be dressed up...
Did you dress a costume?
I did not. I actually wore a shirt. A button-down shirt, so I technically dressed up.
Okay.
But no, so I think by... Because, listen, I have no problem coming out and going, whoa, I'm not... I don't deal with crowds. They didn't have alcohol, but I had Xanax. I don't deal with crowds. I don't like Halloween. I don't like a lot of those things. So by me even going to this was a big deal for me.
When's the next one?
On the 11th.
Okay, if he goes, get a couple girls to grab him and then like tie him up.
I really did. It was close to his birthday, so we were going to do the spanking thing and make it very like, I wasn't even going to do it in the public room. I just wanted, the girls on him, but he just kind of was just a little too much. It's chaotic sometimes. Yeah. There's that many people that you're like, unless you're a pro, your dick's not getting hard in this situation.
But I think he just needs to be spanked and tortured.
Yeah, that would have probably not gone well if it was a surprise.
He told me once that he really, really wants to get pegged. So you might want to consider
it. I have a really long tongue. We can make it work.
I'm going to get...
His face is so straight.
It's like it's rare that I'm speechless. There's rare that I don't have
then
a comeback.
Shut up and we'll talk.
Yeah.
So no, he needs a little bit of spanking.
He's turned 40. He needs to have fun.
I know. Exactly.
It's a big birthday. Peg him. I'm freaking out.
A total gangbang, like 20 girls to peg him. Wow. Taking turns.
This pegging thing has come up a couple times and not on the air elsewhere where girls have commented on
it. You know
that.
How many girls have offered to peg me?
Yeah, I know. And these are girls offering.
A dozen.
Seriously.
At least. And the only one that I took seriously was Aiden Starr. And I went,
oh, she would
that's the thing.
Destroy you.
But I was
you
like,
you wouldn't be able to walk straight for a few weeks on that one.
I just said to her, I go, if the only way you're going to peg me is if I get to peg you. And she's like, no. It's all about me. I go, no. It's all about me. That's where we kind of stopped.
Frighteningly enough, Aiden Starr was the one that I talked to last about
You go. She is very known
for
that.
She's a go-getter.
Yes.
She's a go-getter.
And you know what? Her list of people that she's done that to have never been into is huge, probably. Yeah. Because she's so tiny and cute, and she has this energy about her. You're just like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those
secretly
tits.
In. No, those tits, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just that she's a great girl. I've known her for years.
She's a sweetheart.
She's
always
awesome.
Been good to me.
So the 11th, I have a shoot all day. So, but who knows? Maybe I would.
So you got to go. And
I thought it was a monthly thing.
It is, but because it was Halloween, the Halloween was a special one. During Thanksgiving and, well, I'm not doing Thanksgiving this year, but my Christmas one is you didn't get a gift, so we'll give you a BJ.
Wow. Like all these girls are just there ready to...
Basically. And I have a lot of my girlfriends just come in and that's what they want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
They just want to blow.
Meet girls like that?
They just want to blow guys.
Why don't I...
Really?
Yeah, nothing back. It's just all blow. It's a blow bang, basically.
Why don't I ever meet girls like that? Especially for free. I know the girls do that for money. Big difference.
Hey... Come to one of my parties. You'll meet one or two of them.
I would never go to one of those parties. That's why I give you props and I push him to go do things like that.
Well, I
live vicariously through Mo and his wild life.
Well, it's a weird walk to go to this place.
Yes.
Because you park on the street and then you go down a back alley and there's no lights. It's dark. And so you're going down and I'm like, okay, do I still want to do this? I see people around. Oh, there looks like a lot of people. Do I still want to do this? And then you get to the back parking lot of this place. That, and I loosely say parking lot. It holds probably six cars, right?
Four.
Oh, four. There we go. But it's long enough and you look and you see people up towards the door. And so I, this last time, and I don't think you didn't know this, I just kind of stood there and was doing shit on my phone going, I hope she comes out. I hope she comes out, because I don't think if she doesn't come out, I doubt I'm going in. And I stood there for a couple minutes, and then I saw her, and so I was like, okay, it's safe now. Hi, I'm here. You know?
I didn't see him just standing there waiting for me to come out.
Did Mo, did, now is this something you do you think down the line you might want to do something in front of people where you'd want to maybe fuck a girl in front of everybody? Would you do that?
Would you do that?
Right now, I would say, in all honesty, and I've always been honest on the show, my self-confidence is not there to say that I would.
Because we know your dick's on the internet.
That. My dick's on the internet. It's okay, out there.
I have a story with that one.
Oh, go ahead.
I have never seen his dick.
Oh, my God.
And I was going into his party, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to see what he's packing, you know? Let's just say I finally got to see his penis, and for a white guy, it's not disappointing.
For a white guy, it's not disappointing. There's my new t-shirt right there.
I think that's...
Are we collecting t-shirts now?
We're collecting t-shirts. No, better now. Than a t-shirt. I think that's a new tagline for the average Mo.
Exactly.
What is we have now is the average
guy, not so average job.
We're going to wipe that out tomorrow.
But no, self-confidence-wise, I don't think that I would be able to do that. I think I would just be too embarrassed to do
that.
Have
you ever fucked a girl in public?
No. Really? Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, I've done it in the back of a car, in a parking lot where some people had seen, yeah, you know, things like that, but nothing.
In the middle of the bed.
Yeah, kind
of
nothing. Yeah. Exactly. Now, there's...
My ex used to just... It was like her thing. She just always wanted to fuck in public. It used to drive me crazy.
You know, besides my parties, I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's my party. I have to be a host and I have to do all that stuff. But like, not being Carla Lane, I'm pretty boring.
I doubt that.
In my book, I'm boring compared to some of my friends.
I'm boring. I only get fisted by two fists.
Now, let's go with fucking's one thing. Now, a blowjob?
In public.
In public, all I had to do was stand there. The girl's doing all the work. Everybody's paying attention to everything below the belt. That's something I would consider. But that's the whole thing is the mask doesn't change anything for me. It's still just being out there. And, you know, what's funny is when I was younger, I was into theater and things like that. And I had no problem being out on stage and in front of stuff. As I've gotten older, I'm less and less wanting to be the center of attention. Right. I don't like going up and giving speeches. I don't like doing any of that stuff. It's like, no, I'm good over here.
So I got to ask you, what's the strangest, craziest thing that you have seen happen at one of your sex parties?
Four TS girls fucking them each other on like a rope thingy. Like it was, one girl was getting fucked in the ass and the other girl was fucking her in the ass. And it was
really like four in a row, a little train, a little caterpillar.
That would be something that I'd kind of go, huh, look at that. Can we go to the selfie room now, please? I need another selfie.
Oh, shit. I got to go home. Mom's calling. It's late.
No, the escape to my club, if you need a minute besides walking outside, is to go to the selfie room.
Okay.
It's the coolest room and literally has pretty lights. Everything's kind of glittery. It's kind of calming versus other rooms where you walk in, it's like darkness.
So what's the craziest thing you've done at a sex party?
Yes. What is the craziest thing you've done at a sex party?
I have a second follow-up question.
You know what? I don't think anything I've done was really too crazy. Like, I've had sex there. Now I'm thinking about it. 15 guy BJ, one after another.
15 guys?
Yes.
In a row. To come for each guy?
Yes. So they were just fluffing, you know, and then the rest. And again, I have no gag reflex. I'm pretty good at BJs. That's one of my top skills. So
is that on your resume?
It should be.
Okay. Right underneath college experience.
Yeah, skills, college degree.
Skills.
Exactly.
I work with Microsoft Word and Excel, and then I've got no gag reflex. Okay.
Yeah.
My other question is, I was talking to a girl today through text, a new girl that I met. Have you done everything you've wanted to do in porn sexually?
On camera?
Yeah, on camera.
No, not even close.
Not even close. Oh, because I was asking her. She's been in the business, I want to say, like 7 or 8 years. And I kind of asked her, and she said no. She said the same thing, no.
Yeah, not even close. I feel like there's, you know, I only get hired for so many things. If it was up to me, like, I have more flexibility now that my website's up, so I can play with things.
Right.
Like, I sometimes read, like, Golden Showers and shit like right. that. And nobody would hire for that, right. but I can put that on my website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden showers meaning like a dude pissing on Both. You or chicks pissing on you? Both. Like on your face?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Huh. Where have you been?
Okay. I don't know if
you know, I just did a video. Can I tell you the video I just did?
Yes,
I'll show
please.
It to you. I'll show it to you yes. later. Because I can mention this because I know she doesn't listen. My good girl, Gabby Paltrova, who I love and to death, who's a BFF. We just did a little video where she did a speculum in her ass.
I love that. And then I've never done that.
I filled her ass up with gummy bears.
I've seen
pulled it. The speculum out and she squirted out gummy bears and then
the big ones or the small ones
the little ones like that
oh wow
and then she squirted out the gummy bears and then I had her she then and then ate she them? Peed all over them oh. It was kind of cool.
I thought she would eat them. I would like to eat the gummy bears.
I was like I she asked offered them to me and I said mm-hmm. thanks but no thanks. I'm kind of watching my diet with sugar right now.
There was a recent episode of South Park where they, where the dad is trying to, I'm watching porn. What are you watching? Gross stuff that you wouldn't be into. And it turns out that he says that it's pissing. And so the wife comes in and goes, oh, is this what you want? Just starts pissing all over his face. Yeah, this is what I want. He's just like dying. I was like, that's instantly what I was picturing yes. when you said that.
Yes. Golden showers.
I peed on the ex-wife's ass one time and I got smacked for doing that.
I know a girl.
Just don't pee in my ass because that's like a warm enema and that shit's just not pretty after.
I know a girl, her first scene was a shit scene. She got shat on for her first scene ever. She'd like
purposely or
she thought that was, you know, she got hired. It was her first porn scene was to do what they call them, shat videos, whatever.
Yeah.
She did that. And I was like, I hope you learned your lesson. That's not, yeah, I know. It was like, that was the worst first porn scene I ever heard.
And like, she kept going after that?
I no, just, she was like found out afterwards that she shouldn't have done it and da 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 da. But
you'd think
like,
she, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think halfway through you kind of go,
was this before Google?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it was before Google.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine any girl agreeing to that for the first scene.
Isn't that cute?
That's gorgeous.
For the people who obviously can't see, because this is the podcast,
yes.
It's a picture of an open butthole with a speculum
I
in
know.
It and
gummy
two
bears.
Little gummy boars. Yeah,
there
bears.
Was more than two.
Gummy boys?
There was gummy boys.
There you go.
I was going with boars. I don't know why boars was coming out of my mouth, but gummy boars.
Yeah. So the question is, you're going to go back.
He's going to go back.
You're going to get a blowjob in front of everybody.
How many girls do you want?
Ooh.
I don't know.
3, 4.
3 is always a nice number.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You naughty boy.
Now. No, wait. Yeah.
His 40s are going to be the wild, crazy 40s.
It should be. He's not, you know, seeing anybody. He's having fun. He has his own place.
He's young and single.
Have them lined up.
Exactly.
You have a job. That's really going for you right now.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like that. That was good. Yeah, do it while you have a job. As soon as you lose your job, you ain't getting shit.
I do have a job.
Now, today.
We'll see what happens.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, when the show airs.
So your parties, all these sex parties are all for BBW, though?
No, sometimes I have different ones. Like my Christmas one is just a BJ one, so anybody shows up and, my clientele, my type of people are the plus size or plus size friendly. But the funny thing is when you run into like a friend that you didn't know liked big girls and that guy's been to my parties a few times before that, you're like, oh, you're just one of those, aren't you?
They won't admit it?
No.
Now, I guess where we can go is I'm going in with the hostess of the whole event. So I have a little bit of a, you know, hey, look, I have protection. I have guidance. Yes.
You have a backstage laminate.
So
you're like, you're cool. Like, I'm going to go backstage because I'm with the star of the show.
And obviously, if I really wanted to get hooked up, if I said, listen, I really want a girl to blow me,
yes.
you could hook me up.
Yes.
Now, let's pretend I'm not with you.
Yes.
And I go in and I'm trying to hook up with somebody. How easy is it to actually hook up?
depends on how good your game is. Okay, so this is
I have zero game. We've talked about this for probably 160 episodes.
All right, I will show you how to have sex in a sex club. First of all, pick the girl you like. Mm-hmm. There's going to be room. You're going to talk to them. Make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Do the whole girl-boy thing where you look at their eyes and then you just look away and you're like, you're pretending you're not interested and you look back. If they're looking at you still, they're interested. Go walk up to them.
And mm-hmm. say, what's your sign?
No. And say, hey, is it your first time here? Even if it's not your first time there, always say it's your first time. Girls always want to make a guy feel like more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's easier thinking that maybe you're not the biggest freak in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, he's new. Okay, cool. This is what I tell guys, okay? Then this. You talk about it. It's like, you know, have you ever played here? If the girl says yes, and then she'll be more open. She's like, you know, I'm really into this. Some girls really just do the BJ thing. Some girls really just want you to eat her ass out or her pussy or whatever it is. If a girl's into you eating her out, make sure you do it well enough so you're like, dude, I'm really hard right now. Could I just fuck you? And have the condom ready. Key to having sex in a sex club.
Have your condoms ready.
Yes.
Don't be like, oh shit.
Where yes, exactly. Shit, if she changes her mind that instant, she's like, I'm in. I'm that horny. Ready. Do not hesitate with the condom. Do not hesitate
if you can, wear one with you at all times.
You'd have to stay really hard for that, but yes. I'm ready, ready to go. Unzip.
Exactly. Like, okay. Let's go. Game time. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, that's good advice.
That's great advice.
My advice,
line for me is, hey, baby, what's your sign? That doesn't work?
Not a Michael.
Or how about like if I go, hey, baby, I'll make you a star if you do what I say.
You know, it depends on the girl on that one. Exactly, we talked about that one. I've come to the conclusion that he needs to have a really good opening line when he meets women, and he should say, hey, I work for
Penthouse.
Insert company name here. No,
just say Penthouse, and they're going to be like, oh, baby, I'm going to be...
It's whatever. Yeah, I work for Penthouse.
I work for Vivid.
Yeah.
No, you should say I work for Penthouse, and then like they're going to be crazy about you.
What do you do? Oh, my God, yes.
I'm the talent coordinator.
I'm so into it. I submit my pictures once, yeah. And they weren't really that interested in me.
And then you tell them...
But
when they ask you...
Yeah.
Maybe they ask your name, you say, I'm Bob Guccione.
Yeah, exactly. Aren't you dead?
Well, I come back for parties.
Exactly.
Yep.
I had a girl today submit pictures to me. I met you at AVN. Here's my pictures. I want to just remind you of me. Some girl.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she's not bad. She doesn't fit our mold now.
We met in AVN.
Send them to me.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I haven't been to an AVN in... I think like 10 years.
You should come this year because it's my 30th birthday and I'm having this crazy party where I'm renting out this huge mansion / resort.
Really?
Wait a second. I didn't hear about this.
Not official yet. By this time this comes out.
This is the big 3-0.
This comes out on Friday.
Okay, fuck it. No, by the time this
doesn't come out. Today is Wednesday.
By the time this doesn't come out. Yeah, that's my plan. I'm turning 30, so I want to have a big party at a nice house and just
the big 3-0, and yep. You're the big 4-0. Mm-hmm.
Geez, I'm together. We're 70.
I know.
We're almost your age.
Pretty much close. You're getting close. No, but that's great. I know. I'm not a fan of Las Vegas anymore. I can't even handle like one day there.
I'm thinking about getting a house there because if this shit does pass, I'm fucked.
Shit pass meaning Prop 60. And fuck anybody Prop who 60. Listens to the show has probably heard this being ranted about numerous times.
But please vote no.
Please vote no. Yes. That's if you're listening we'll do a to PSA this here. And you're in the state of California, please vote no.
And if you have 60. Friends in the state of California, please tell them to vote no in Prop 60. Exactly. If you know anybody and if you were willing to retweet it, Facebook it, or Instagram it, please vote no.
Please.
For all my fans that listen to me in Saudi Arabia,
yes.
Which we found out I actually have a decent little following over there. I don't know why.
It's because you're naughty.
It could be.
It's because it's naughty and they have shit to listen to. So a podcast is easy access to. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. No. Oh, my God. I'm about to come to that.
Yeah. My listenership just went up.
You just gained 3 more fans in Saudi Arabia. Well, so. I think that's good, but I think I was going to say is it's Vegas and AVN. I think, you know, going nowadays, it's not what it once was. My first one was in 1998, I think, and it was massive. I was 10. Great. Thanks. But it was really good. Well, don't tell me you were what, 20?
Yeah, 20-something, 22. Yeah. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was massive. That was insane.
That was the good old days. I still enjoy going to AVN. Because they're watching sports ball right now between
sports ball. They're watching
the Cubs and some other team.
Yeah, where's our update?
6-3 still.
6-3, and it's
I think we're at the bottom of the 7th.
So that's the all? Cubs could win the
no
8th bottom of the 8th. Sorry.
Okay.
So the Cubs could win the World Series.
I'm so excited.
Don't
about
jinx it. Don't say a thing.
Yeah. Don't be that guy.
I'm sorry. I thought I was a good luck charm.
Oh, you are my good luck charm.
Yeah. Why is he a good luck charm?
Okay, so the first time I met him, let's just say he didn't write about me in an article. And I was like, okay, who is this guy? And then I ended up meeting him at AVN, and he sat next to me. I was like, I didn't want to walk in my heels. I was wearing these like 6-inch fucking heels. I was done. And we started talking. And then I was telling him how I dressed up like a fucking princess because I was going to lose my AVN. And, you know, it was on my birthday. You can't be sad if you're dressed as a princess. That was my idea. And because he sat with me and talked to me, I won my AVN.
And then?
And then?
Vice is nice.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
What'd you win an AVN for?
BBW of the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the second time I met him was at Vice is Nice.
Again, which is an industry event that supports animals.
Yes. Which was awesome. And please adopt, don't shop. And so I met him there. And then again, I won something for AVN. I won a gift basket that had a VIP table, VIP passes, basically wow. everything I need for AVN.
Wow.
Besides a place to stay.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's my second AVN win. So I asked him to be my date for the nomination party just because I need his good luck charm right. again.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if I'm fucked if she doesn't get it.
Yes.
Well, then you get booted. That's okay though. But like for now, you're a good luck charm.
So far, so good.
Yeah, exactly. You're two for two.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're batting 1,000. Come on now.
Where can you go wrong with that?
Exactly. You're like, you know, you're like Raul Mondesi.
So, Carla.
Yes.
Is anyone invited to your parties?
Yes. It's open invite.
Is that going to be a sex party too?
For my birthday party?
Oh, the birthday party.
Oh, no, that's we're not even there yet.
Okay.
I literally have narrowed down to 10 houses, and I'm trying to get their approval to have a big enough crowd because my birthday is on the 23rd, so it falls within that kind of AVN party timeline.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. Anybody's invited to my sex.
Your sex party. Yes. Anybody's invited.
Anybody.
And how do they find out about them?
It is online. You can look it up at clubsexaddicts.com, and then they'll give you the calendar. They have different parties, different things. Mine's are the Carla Lane parties, of course, because that's me, I think. It's very much you just show up. You pay $40 and get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
40.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
What about for couples?
Couples free.
There you
no
go.
No way.
So you got to go find yourself a girl and take her in there and go have some fun.
Or just say, you know, Carla.
Yes, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm her plus one.
If he had to pay, he wouldn't show up. Let's be honest.
Oh,
wait, would I?
I don't think you would.
I might not.
Because but if you like, get a, I could do more with $40 than this.
But if you
that's
pay,
true.
But the thing is, if you pay $40 and get a blowjob, that's a cheap blowjob.
That's a cheap blowjob.
It's true.
That's a cheap blowjob.
They usually cost me thousands.
Who the fuck do you...
Just kidding. She gave me the look like, what the...
I'm like, who's sucking your dick? It must be really fucking good if that's what they're charging. I can literally go on Craigslist right now and find 15 girls that show up for $40, okay?
I know. That's very nice. The sad truth.
So, Carla, thank you so much for coming on. Where can your fans find you out there on the interwebs?
CarlaLaneXXX.com or anywhere you can Google me, basically.
Google
you? Everywhere.
What's on your Twitter? What's your Twitter?
XXX Carla Lane. Oh, wait. Is it Carla Lane? Yeah. XXX Carla Lane. It used to be the other way around.
It's K-A-R-L-A.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. I knew I had to throw it out there because it starts with XXX.
And I
sometimes forget that. So I'm not saying I Twitter stalk you or anything.
I kind of Twitter stalk you right now.
Oh, nice. There we go. Mr. Avery, is there any strange names you want to throw
out there? I just want a baseball update. What do we got?
We're still same score. And we're at the bottom of the 8th still.
Perfect. Okay.
There we go. By the end of the night. We're gonna
by the time this this goes on, the game will be
over. Yeah, by the time this airs, the game will be over. Well, again, thank you so much for coming out. My name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. You can check out TheAverageMo.com for all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.